London was left with over 270 triangular furlongs of bomb-damaged land. 257 were reclaimed for shopping centers, car parks, and traffic islands. 13 were left as temporary open spaces, homes to gravel, plank, sheets of asbestos, signs proclaiming temporary open space, and Robert Katz, a mere simulacrum of humanity, a ghastly ladder in the tights of Homo sapiens. This temporary open space is his way.
There is a dead shell suit in the gutter. I approached it with caution quite early this morning and poked it with a stick just to make sure. There was this stuff inside it like jelly. The inhabitant of the garment must have seen itself, imploded with shame and trickled down the drain mostly. So I picked up the residue and took it to see Hampton, an expert in fatty tissues I knew from my time at the kidney market. In the tube, I wondered what he would make of it, and at the same time tried to remember his face. Somewhere between Liverpool Street and Bank, I started showing it to the other passengers. Several shuffled to the far end of the carriage. Someone gave up their seat, which was nice, so I sat down. I was beginning to feel at one with the jelly and gave it a warm squeeze, sending a short amount down the inside of my trouser leg and out onto the corrugated rubbering. When I got off the train at Notting Hill, a short man stopped me and thrust a shabby piece of paper in my face. The paper said, "I am Bosnian. Please give me your changes." In the other hand, there was a pound coin. He looked very unhappy. It was a miserable morning. I said, "Bosnia?" He nodded furiously and said, "Yes, yes, yes, Bosnia, 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 Bosnia." There were tears in his eyes. I took the pound coin and left. Hampton wasn't there. Where the kidney market had been was a gallery selling nylon artifacts. I flung the jelly to the ground, but it never hit the pavement. Instead, it splattered on a somewhat too narrow patent leather shoe with little silver guitars on the ends of the laces. I looked up the shoe, past lemon and chocolate socks, iron jeans, and a blue leisure jacket, out of which poked the smiling, necklace head of Grayling Barraclough, a television director I'd once set on fire at school. He was filming some close-ups of the road with his crew. "I'm filming some close-ups of the road," he said. I left a short gap and told him about the Bosnian in the tube. "Hey," he said, and his mouth leaked slightly. "Thanks." Then he swiveled round and bawled at his crew to get their pigging butts down the tube before the effer moved. "They call me Cock," he said, after Hitchcock. "I like to be firm." As he scuttled off, I knew the Bosnian was for it, but at least Cock hadn't noticed the jelly on his shoe. The dead shell suit is in the gutter. Every now and then it billows when a car comes past and lays back down again. I feel sick. I would like to hear a record now. Anything by Shostakovich, but preferably the 14th Symphony. Ideally, this record should be played fractionally slow, a 31 revolutions per minute instead of the usual 33. Start the record now, please. Thanks. He wrote it in 1969, which was almost a good year for death.
Last night, I was dreaming, I was locked in a prison cell.
Brezhnev is said to have choked on an egg when he heard it.
I was screaming, calling out your name.
The aging composer seems to have run out of everything except the very bad mood which had followed him around for most of his life, and he was too sick to write much music.
Radio's most depressing column, Robert Katz with Temporary Open Space.